Shark fin soup is a delicacy in Asia, but its popularity is helping to decimate shark populations. However, governments voted Monday to protect five species of the predators. Preliminary approval came at a UN meeting on wildlife trade in Bangkok, Thailand. Conservationists have been trying for years to protect sharks. Success finally came at this year's meeting of CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. Governments also voted to protect two species of manta rays as well. Final approval is expected Thursday, the last day of the meeting. Glenn Sant is the Global Marine Program Leader for TRAFFIC, an NGO concerned with biodiversity conservation and sustainable development.
We are quietly confident that that vote will now be the end of it. It was a very successful day as far as the shark species go and the manta rays, with quite overwhelming votes on all of them.
Any opponents of protecting the sharks have one last chance to change minds at the meeting's final plenary session. The five species that received at least two-thirds approval are the oceanic whitetip, scalloped hammerhead, great hammerhead, smooth hammerhead, and poor beagle. The manta rays include one species that lives near reefs and another that's migratory. Sant says sharks are particularly vulnerable to over-exploitation.
They live many years, they have few young. They're an important part of the ecosystem because they sit at the top as major predators in the ecosystem. So when you start removing too many of these top-order predators, you get an imbalance in the ecosystem. When we start removing too many of any of these individual sharks, we've seen huge crashes in their populations. In Thailand, there were discussions about some of these populations being reduced by over 90%.
Conservationists say many times when sharks are caught, they have their fins cut off and are then thrown back into the sea to die. The manta rays are prized for their gills, which are also used as a food delicacy. Proposals to protect sharks were first introduced at a 1994 CITES meeting in the U.S.
I must say, though, it is a bit of a bittersweet win today. You know, it's sad that we've had to get to the point where some of these shark populations have been reduced to such levels that we then only get attention to them.
If final approval is given, the sharks and rays would be included under Appendix 2 of CITES. It is not a total ban. Appendix 2 does allow commercial trade, but countries involved in such trade must do two things. They have to prove that the sharks and rays were, one, legally caught, and two, sustainably caught.
It means now that these shark populations will undergo much greater scrutiny before they're allowed to be traded internationally.
The CITES meeting also gave preliminary approval to giving greater protection to the freshwater sawfish. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.